I do three things really well, but saying no isn't one of them. I'm too susceptible to begging, especially from young children, small dogs, and good-looking men.
Read me another story, Auntie Quinn.
My goddaughter Lily is a case in point. It's 40 minutes past her bedtime, and I've already read her 5 books. A request from the adorable 3-year-old. It's hard to believe she'll be 4 in just 4 months. Is nearly impossible for me to turn down. I close the cover of the Velveteen Rabbit, ruffle Lily's honey-colored hair, and make a weak attempt. It's late, sweetie. We're both reclining against pillows on her low 4-poster bed. She and her favorite stuffed animal, Sugar Bear, are tucked under her white duvet. And I'm lying on top of it, my sandals kicked off, my arm looped around her. My black and white Maltipoo Ruffles is curled on the covers beside us.
Just one more, please.
Lily's eyes are fringed with ridiculously long eyelashes. And when she turns them on me with that pleading look, oh, my insides go as soft and gooey as a campfire marshmallow. I'm staying overnight with Lily, as I do every other month or so when Brooke has to leave New Orleans for a business trip. Brooke is an absolutely amazing single mother. She's also a high-powered logistics executive at a major corporation and the most organized person I've ever met. And she runs as tight a ship at home as she does at work. Whenever I babysit, I try to keep Lily on her schedule, but my willpower is no match for the child's swimming pool blue eyes.
Just one more teensy tiny book, please, please, please.
Resistance is futile. Okay, one more, but only if you promise to go right to sleep afterward with no fuss.
I promise.
All right, then. I search my mind for the name of a book that's short. How about Goodnight Moon?
Yay!
Lily scrambles out of bed and scurries to her bookcase, her blonde curls bouncing. Ruffles jumps down, scampers to her side, and positions herself to get petted. I wonder if the way I consistently cave to Lily's wishes means I won't be a good mother. Oh, I hope not. More than anything, I want to have a child and be a loving, supportive mom like Brooke. It's the deepest desire of my heart. My mind darts to the future, and a little thrill starts to quiver through my chest. If things go the way I hope, then maybe soon I'll... Oh, keep your thoughts in the here and now, I caution myself. Manage your expectations and you'll manage your disappointments. This is a directive from one of the many self-improvement books I've read lately, because I'm working very hard right now on becoming the best person I can be. Managing disappointment is a concept I should have learned as a girl. Heaven only knows I had ample opportunity, but I never quite got the knack of it, at least not when it comes to my personal life. Especially when it comes to men. On 2 separate occasions, I've deluded myself into thinking I found Mr. Right, only to discover that the object of my affections was Mr. Wasting My Fertile Years. One relationship lasted 6 years, and the other ate up 4, adding up to a solid decade of squandered time. Time when I should have been out there, meeting a man who really and truly wants the same things I do. A man who, and this is the important part, the part I keep missing, is really as wonderful as I think he is. Brooke says I put too much stock in fairy tales. She thinks I have a bad habit of looking at men through rose-colored glasses, imagining positive traits that don't exist, and ignoring negatives that are all too real. I hate to admit it, but she's right. Both times, I fooled myself into thinking that I'd found Prince Charming because that's what I so desperately wanted. Well, I'm on a new track now. I'm all about facing reality, dealing with the stone-cold truth, and pulling up my big girl pants. I'm determined to live life on my own terms and according to my own timeline. Instead of imagining that a man is going to come along and complete me, I'm working on completing myself. One of the books I'm reading, Reparenting Your Inner Child with Compassion and Mindfulness, instructs readers to find 3 things they're really good at and to appreciate and nurture those strengths every day. I love this exercise because the rule of three is one of my favorite design principles. The three strengths I've identified are being a good friend, finding the silver lining, and designing homes that people love to live in.